this week's unnecessary commercial warning for your medicine? Hey, if you're having thoughts of suicide, your antidepressant isn't working. Well, no shit.
This is the Jam, part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host Rob Steele.
In preparation for the flagship this week, the flagship is doing its NHL preview show, so I thought, hey, what can I do to get into the spirit of doing hockey? Hey, I got a hockey story. Yeah, me, the baseball guy, a hockey story. Who knew? Hockey was never a sport I really got into that much watching TV, because on TV, it's kind of boring on TV. But you go in person, holy crap, completely different thing. And I got into going to a few games, mainly back when I lived up in Nashville. Because, I mean, right now I'm close to Atlanta, and Atlanta has been unable to keep two franchises. Wonderful. So I got to go to see a few Predators games. One in particular, funniest damn thing I've ever seen. Predators are playing the Blues. Blues from St. Louis, for those of you who don't know a damn thing about hockey. Kind of like me. Anyway, my seat's behind one of the nets. And everyone for this particular play was on that side of the ice, the far side down there, doing something scoring related that I couldn't see because I'm on the wrong end of the field. Fine, whatever. On my end of the field, there's three people left. There's the Predators goalie, there's a Predators defenseman, and there's one Blues guy. Now, the one Blues guy skated over to the Predators guy and clocked him in the back of the head with a stick. Holy crap, really? That's not legal. And the refs are all down there, so no one's paying attention to it. And what does the Predators guy do? Does he lie there and bleed? No. No, Predator man gets back up, reaches over the Blues guy, pulls his shirt up over his head, knocking the helmet off, by the way, and does this little flip move. And now, in his left hand, he's holding a scrunched-up Blues jersey. In the jersey is, unfortunately, the Blues guy's head and both of his arms. Now, his hands come out, but kind of in a danger, Will Robinson, danger kind of way. Not in a way where he can defend himself. And he needs to defend himself because the Predators guy proceeded to beat the shit out of him on the ice for quite some time. Now, eventually, the guys on the other end of the ice realize, hey, there's a fight over there. Let's go check it out. So they all end up coming back over. And they formed a circle around the fight. Predators guys on one side, Blues guys on the other side. There's some refs up at the top of the circle, 12 o'clock, give or take. And they're all looking at each other like, okay, Steve, you go break it up. Yeah, f*** you. I broke up the last one. You go break it up. I'm not getting in the middle of that. Dave, you go. No, I ain't going. So while they're doing that, Predators guy still beating the crap out of the Blues guy. But then Blues guy does a little bit of wiggling, gets an arm free. Whoop, no, Predators guy flips the shirt around and got him back again and proceeds to just pummel him. Now eventually, yeah, the refs go, you know, we really should break that up. Yeah, okay. Come on, Steve, Dave, let's go. And they break up the fight. Fine. Whatever. Everyone in the crowd's getting a good kick out of it because the Predators are down by 5 at this point in the second period. Not the point of the story. The Predator casually skates over to the penalty box. I know where I'm supposed to go. La-di-da. La-di-da. Triple Lutz. La-di-da. To the penalty box. There we go.
The Blues guy, on the other hand, gets up. And he doesn't know where the hell he is. Because he tried to skate over to the goal and climb in. And that did not work.
Eventually. Some of the Blues guys, you know, grab what's left of the poor Blue who has had the crap kicked out of him. Gather up what parts have fallen off and shuffle him off to the bench where he is apparently hospitalized. And off he goes. Now, just to add a little bit more to it, up on the big screen, as the Predator is sashaying to the penalty box, on the big screen it says, the Predator who was just in that fight is Radek Bonk. My first thought, Bonk is a spectacular name for a guy who likes to fight. Perfect. In the off-season, Radek Bonk is training to become a professional boxer. All 50,000 people in the arena started to laugh. Some of the Blues guys on the ice looked around and said, "What are they laughing at?" Looked up at the big screen, read the big screen, and thought, "Oh, shit. Of all the guys for you to pick a fight with, you got to pick a fight with a guy who thinks he's Mike Tyson." That's my hockey story. If you enjoyed it, or if you didn't, drop me a note. Find me on Twitter, Steel_42. Find me on Facebook, author Rob Steele. Yes, I've got books. Would you like to buy one? Go to my website, steel42.com. There's links. You can buy them on Amazon, on Books A Million, if there's still a Books A Million store, on Barnes & Noble, wherever you want to buy, wherever fine books are sold. So until next week, remember, only the good die young. Which makes me wonder just how evil Dick Cheney is.